Hello and welcome to Hacker Voice Radio. You're listening to us on the 23rd of May 2007. Yes, it's Belial and Naxter.
Yes, we are both in the house.
In the hisay. You may notice that we've been offline for some time now. This is due to technical reasons.
Technical difficulties.
And some other things as well.
Like magical things.
Magical things like the internet's not working properly. Which is fine. Because it's fixed now.
All fixed and lovely.
But we're back in action. Back online.
Back with the posse.
So what's been up while we've been away? A few things, really. I mean, for one thing, we've got everything going on with PBX, because our good friend from the US,
Ionix,
has been back in action, doing a lot of work on that, which is really cool. We've been able to play around with that for the past few days. We've been to Birmingham. I'm sure you talked about that on the past shows. I'm not sure, probably.
Oh, yeah. We beat that subject to death.
Fair enough. I've had a news request, well, a new release from the guys from White Dust.
.net.
.net, that do a lot of work with Cult of the Dead Crow.
Yes, Cow. Cult of the Dead Crow.
They are releasing a new application called Eve. What it does is basically, it's a bit like Etherape, but in that it's 3D.
3D,
and only
awesome.
Runs on Windows.
Yeah, that is one problem. From what I've heard, it's in OpenGL. I don't remember exactly. But if it is, I'm sure it'll be relatively easy to port to Linux.
Yeah. I've been testing
not
this.
Not saying
now
that they should do that. But yeah. If someone wanted to, they could.
Ooh.
Chair
I just
adjusting.
Got, I just got shorter very quickly.
That wasn't really the desired.
Yeah, this chair
effect.
Is meant to like go backwards, but for some reason.
It's not.
It is.
It's going sort of sideways. Your dog is very confused.
Somebody keeps on breaking this chair.
It's not me!
Oh, God.
There we go. See, I fixed it now. It goes backwards.
See what I have to cope with? These aren't good working conditions.
Well, he doesn't have a chair. I have a pretty fucking comfortable chair. So
I'm quite happy standing up, actually.
Yeah, he has no chair worries.
Dude.
How we're comfortable. What?
Sorry, I was just watching the stream output.
Yeah.
Sounds like the music isn't loud enough.
Okay. Well, however comfortable the sofa may be, it's a bit too short for the use. Anyway, Eve is a graphical three-dimensional network sniffer. It's available in limited edition CD, which you can buy from them. Now, because we are an independent media source, even though we're good friends with PSG, we still have to independently
Independentize it.
Now, I have to say, it is really cool. It really does look cool, but...
That was very quick. I'd like to say I've seen this in its pre-alpha stage.
Yeah, we have seen this in pre-alpha. It is really cool.
It's really awesome. Nice, really nice idea.
Yeah.
And it'd be like playing Doom with packets.
Yeah. Well, talking about playing Doom with stuff, have you seen that PS Doom?
Yes, I have, where that's you shoot really the processors cool. to kill
yeah,
them.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. Now, getting back to Eve.
Yes.
It is a very cool application, although it does lack some features. And the network capture thingy can only see a few cards. So the thing that I was having problems with is that you have to actually disable all the network interfaces before you can get anywhere with it.
Yeah, I did have that problem as well, actually.
Yeah. Just saying that it is really cool, and I'm sure that it's in pre-alpha state. In beta kind of release.
With the state that you got, did you get bundled the Nick Picker?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that didn't really work as I would have expected.
No.
In fact, when I tried it, it crashed. don't play a rap song, otherwise it will conflict.
Sure to say that it is awesome, but it does need a bit more touching up. If you are a coder or know somebody who has free time and who is available to do a bit of coding, then I'm sure if you get in touch with PSG, you can get yourself on the project to make this thing better.
Maybe.
If not, he'll just probably just tell you to piss off.
Oh, did I pull some faders around a bit there? Wow, that music is pretty quiet.
Yeah, it is. Let me just put something better on.
Oh, very, very relaxing.
That's some very relaxing music. That's not like us, is it?
No.
Now I'll play a song called Welcome to Hell.
Yes, it's part of the Overclocked remix album for Doom 3.
If you're looking for this software and you wish to download it and trial it out, go to www.whitedust.net/eve/ and you will find it there. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Give it a go. I can't really describe it much, but White Lab announced today that the release of White Dust Eve, a software suite designed to model real-time network traffic in a 3D format. It's designed to produce a stunning real-time visualization of traffic flow. Eve provides an insight into networks never before possible. It's quoted that Eve is the newest breed of network intelligence solutions to monitor and watch your network. Up till now, have sufficed just about, said Mark Anderson, director of and Eve lead developer. Apparently, we're actually meant to be getting one of the lead developers on the show, aren't we, for an interview?
Oh, are we?
So, yeah. So that would be
who might that be then?
I think it might be Mark Anderson.
Do you reckon?
Yes.
Excellent.
So the software development technically happens behind closed doors. So all you kind of coders that wish to get involved in this, ignore what I said earlier about getting in touch with PSG, because he'll probably just tell you to piss off. The Eve Active Application Program ensures that anyone who purchases a full copy of the software is granted a voice and a vote in the future Eve development. It is highly novel approach to application development, harnessing the groupthink to give users a real position of power to shape the future of the product. The concept behind Eve was to produce a standalone solution capable of generating real-time visualization of network traffic, human pattern matching far surpassing any man-made attempt at intuition, by allowing admins to visualize, inspect network traffic, and blah, 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 blah.
And
blah.
Basically make it really awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty handy. It's pretty handy. I've used it at a couple of networks and a few client sites, and I have to say it does give you an insight on how network traffic flows across. It doesn't really tell you what the traffic is, but it tells you it's TCP, UDP, or ICMP, which is fine. It will give you like nodes and servers and stuff, like weird kind of like Borg cubes floating in space and shit. It's
I quite
cool.
like them, actually.
Yeah, it's really cool. So, yeah, definitely.
Your dog's eating my leg.
I'm sorry about that.
Ew.
Okay.
She doesn't have her own leg to eat, so she just eats someone else's.
My dog is minus a leg. No, don't worry, she's not had it, like, chopped off or anything. It's just in a cast because she managed to break it, basically.
And she has a lampshade on her head.
She does have a lampshade, yeah. She's
aww.
She's modified.
Modded dog.
Yeah.
You look very sad.
Nah, very sad. Fine. She's just like, oh, I'm above on my Eli's lap. Anyway. So, yeah, that's some stuff. You may also notice that our website, well, all our websites, are currently non-existent. This is due to some issues that we've been having with our host, and we're currently rejigging some things to basically move hosts at the moment.
To someone better.
Yeah. You may also find that you won't be able to find any of our downloads on our site. However, there is a mirror of everything that we've done on Hacker Voice Radio somewhere.
And there's one on text files.
Yeah, text files is a little bit old.
Just a
bit. They don't have all our stuff. But there is another mirror which has everything up to the last show, obviously not being this one because...
And the one I forgot to upload.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to upload this one and the one that Naxxter forgot to upload. We are currently waiting for that to be fixed. We should be back up and running in the next two or three days. I can't tell you
hopefully
exactly when, but we're hoping it will be soon to get everything back up and running. And then, obviously, you might expect in the next week or two, a couple of days downtime before we switch. During the time that we switch hosting, hopefully it will be like not noticeable to anyone.
Hopefully, you might find some DNS issues and crap like that, but hopefully it should all work seamlessly.
Yeah, hopefully everything will be cool. But you know, you can catch us every day apart from Monday and Friday live on Hacker Voice Radio, usual time. And Saturday and Sunday as well, we won't be here.
Unless we feel like it.
Yeah, but IRC is still the same. Go there to find out more information. Obviously, I don't know how the hell you're going to be listening to this again. Probably not for the next couple of days, but there we go.
We might see if we can throw up a temporary...
script thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, what else have we been doing? Well, me and Naxxter have been indulging ourselves in scammer takedown.
Pwnage, basically.
We were contacted by, like, a couple of scammers. One was called IRCQ Bomber, who entered the IRC, like, fucking ages ago and was, like, asking about shit. So we banned him.
He wanted to go into business with us.
Yeah.
So we gave him a business to go into.
Yeah. So we kind of like banned him and like did a G-line on his shit. Later on, we kind of took it off because we thought it'd be funny to talk to him again. So he didn't return for ages. But in the meantime, we were contacted by some guy from Texas, apparently, who wanted to do some banking deals with us. And what we did was like, we basically told him yes to everything and we set up a lead application that will enable him to be securely connected to the internet.
Yes.
Which is actually...
all of his datagram packets are being secured.
Yeah, on port 6667.
Yep.
Which is actually... and the application is actually a IRC bot, which enables us to monitor everything he does on his computer and do stuff to his computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a custom-coded application that... I can't really say that I had a lot of involvement with. I mean, I did... plan for it.
Yeah, you did kind of ask for requests.
Yeah,
because, that was about it. Really.
Because it's written in fucking Visual C++, and I
what's wrong with that?
Well, it's because I've moved everything over to Windows. I mean, I've got Visual Studio on my laptop, but I shouldn't really have. I think the fucking thing's run out of it.
The what?
Basically, I'm
brain.
Not,
the brain has left.
No, the license for
removed
it's run out.
Brain.
I mean, I'm not a software developer, so it wouldn't be normal for me to have like Visual Studio. Though I can get it, it's like, well, why do you need it? I do other things, but
to pwn
you know,
people.
It's like if it was done in anything else, it would just be normal for me to just get like some fucking you know Dev C something. I can just you know work with it, but
well, that you probably could compile it under Dev.
Yeah, but it's got like
I'm not sure if it
Windows
actually works.
Headers and shit. It's not gonna work, man.
You can do Windows
I know,
with
I
Dev.
Know. But it's
bloodshed, whatever.
Yeah, but the problem is that, like, it's not going
to
work.
The problem is you can't be bothered to set it up.
I know, exactly. I've done this before with other things, and it's taken me like 6 days. Well, not exaggerate. It's taken me like a day or two to get everything ready and actually to compile something like fucking Hello World on a Linux machine, writing in Visual C++. And it's just not worth the fucking hassle.
Well, the question is, why would you want to run this thing on Linux?
Well, you wouldn't do, but you wouldn't. Well, you won't be able to, for starters, but that's not the point.
It doesn't have Windows API because it's not Windows.
That's not the point, but the point is that I would really like to do some... I would really like to be involved in some coding with it, but...
We'll find the Windows machine.
So where the hell did we start off with this fucking conversation? Anyway, so Naxter and... Well, I won't mention his name because he... Other people were involved in the original concept. We then took upon using it and we found that there were some problems with it. So
we fixed them.
Me and Naxter went through them, fixed them, and Naxter recompiled it and done this, and we made a version of it that now really works well with us.
Mm, the first problem being the keylogger, mainly.
And there were other issues. So we added some more features to it to make it really useful, like dumping clipboards and stuff like that, and making everything
look
nice. That
was my favourite feature, the clip dump feature.
I've coded like a little FTP script, but I need to actually test it. The only problem with it is that, like, because of the way that it works, we really kind of need our own shell to get anywhere with it, which is going to take some fiddling. But everything else needs to be scripted by hand for the purpose of using it, which is fine because we're not like looking for a mass fucking blowout. We're only targeting two.
We're not
people
trying to make
moment.
A botnet. Are
no,
we?
Exactly. We're trying to make a botnet of specified people. So at the moment we have two on the go, and it. I don't know if it's like the social engineering skills that we possess, but it's just been so fucking easy to talk these people into actually downloading it and executing it and using it for their daily use.
It doesn't do anything.
No, it's, exactly. It just, it's like...
Oh, yes, it runs in the background.
Yeah, it's transparent. You don't even
transparent encryption.
Anyway, so what kind of stuff have we found? I mean, we found a lot of stuff and how they work. We found, obviously, their passwords that they use to log into their email accounts.
Yeah, that was pretty easy.
We've been able to just work out and plan out how these guys work. And their lives aren't very easy as some might think. I mean, they don't get a success rate. That's great. And he's actually told me this. You know, they have to work hard to do it. I mean, they actually focus on... One thing that they focus on is Western Union transfers. Why? Because it's just so fucking easy for the scammer to grab the money. All they need is the MTCSN number, which is like a control number. They don't even know... You don't even need to send it to Nigeria or have it as like sent to Nigeria or the address or anything. Doesn't matter. Another thing is that they will try and get account information from the person.
The person.
Being the target.
Yes.
Which is called a Mugu or a MAGA.
That being presumably some kind of Nigerian speak.
Yeah.
For mug, basically. And
no, Mugu actually means big white fool or big fool.
Nice.
It's like I was saying to him. I was saying to him, like, basically, like I wanted to know if he works alone or if he works with other people, like other 149s.
Mm.
And he said he works alone because he's been scammed by other 149ers, which is fair enough. And I said, so did they think you were a Mugu? And he was like, he was a bit confused by the fact that I knew it. So I was like, well, how can I play this? So I was just like, oh, I know it because I've worked with them before and some bullshit or whatever.
I see.
And he just kind of became, well, not friends with me, but he trusts me to basically tell me everything that he does.
It's a bit worrying, really. How to gain someone's trust via IRC?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, the other guy, the IRCQ bomber, is just a fucking idiot, really.
Oh, they're both idiots.
Well, I know, but he is just like, kind of like completely working money all the time, you know? and he's more sly about getting it rather than this guy that we have, because he works the scam basically. He sends mails out, finds people, and like just works them. I'm not saying he's any like less worse than the other guy. They're both fucking evil bastards because they play with people's hopes and dreams, you know.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is that this guy is having a hard time, whereas the other guy is just like out for the money, grabs the code, grabs the credit cards, and just fucking strips them. Another thing that we found is how they actually work their accounts, because they have like loads of email accounts, right? So they actually use the same password for all of them.
Usually.
Yeah, usually, most of the time. But they have like 8 accounts and they'll have the same password for those, maybe a different password for another one. Obviously, some accounts that we found are like 4 or 5 years old. They are less active. They have like upload accounts where basically they have them for themselves, or maybe they just have them for a reserve. But what they do is they have like things that they found that's interesting, like credit card information, passport IDs.
Sort of like a Dropbox.
Yeah, like a Dropbox. So what they do is they email that to themselves, to that other one, just so they have it in storage. They also use like drafts and stuff like that to save information.
Yeah, so it's all kept within a mailbox, or well, a mail account.
Yeah, exactly. They also have like formats, which is basically like the email that they send out, as in the spam, like I am Mr.
The template.
Boom, whatever. Or, you know, I am Jack Daniels from Texas or whatever. So that's what they do. They also like email themselves who they are and their identity, any pictures that may be contained with that, just to make their lives a bit easier.
They have like a character sheet.
Yeah, exactly.
For their various different scams.
Yeah.
Some of them go into quite a lot of detail.
Exactly, yeah. And the thing that you'll find is that they use a lot of detail. And like our minds are worked in that. Every time you see something like that, it sends alarm bells.
Because nobody like comes up to you and says, hi, I'm this, that, and the other. I'm this, and this. Give me money. Because you're just giving them so much information, they just don't. It's too blatantly obvious.
So, that's what they do. They also seem to... what I've been told is that they have access to Netcafs.
Yes.
With private rooms. So, as I said...
We didn't know this until quite recently.
Yeah. I speculated. Obviously, they do this from Netcafs. It's pretty obvious. I mean, everybody knows who's in the 419 baiting kind of thing knows that they are there to do it like that.
Mm.
And they have Netcafs that...
Because then if they did get traced, then they'd come knocking on this internet cafe and they'd just go, I don't know.
And I've seen footage of, like... news groups from America, I think it's like CNN or something, where they've raided Netcafs with Nigerian police and these scammers just fucking pelt out the door. There's like a side door that they run out. It's obviously not the same Netcaf, but the scammer that we are speaking to right now has a private room in a Netcaf. That's why.
Private room, man.
Which is just probably like a cubicle or something. I don't know. I didn't ask him. But he seems to have the ability to use one computer all the time. He stores everything on a USB pen drive, so like all his information that he picks up, he stores either in like text files or something. He sticks them in there so that he can go away and use
it. But of course, anyone even half competent in forensics would be able to find a directory listing of anything that you've ever accessed on the machine ever.
Yeah, exactly. So like when we first originally did this, it was like really confusing. Well, it wasn't confusing, but it was like,
wow. It was a bit strange.
So that's how he does it, sort of stuff.
Because we thought, when we first started this, we had a look at the network that the guy was behind. And it was called, I'm not going to say the machine name, but it was like, I don't know, Woods 4. And we thought, that's a bit strange. Does he have a lot of computers? Is he like in a scam house or something? Well, he is. It's just an internet cafe. And we were very confused when we were looking around the network, just doing scans and all that sort of stuff. and we found hundreds, well, not hundreds, but loads
about,
and loads
about
of other
15
computers.
Or something like that, computers, yeah.
Well, yeah, we saw a number up to about 45,
yeah.
So there's probably about 50 of them.
Yeah, and I also found, looking at the same thing with this new guy, the ICQ bomber, same thing as well. Netcaf with, like, a server and a root.
Yeah.
Yeah, for anyone that doesn't know, 419 is the legal penal code, like the section
in
of the code.
Nigerian law.
In Nigerian law for taking money through deception, basically.
Basically.
So they're all known.
Most often the, what is it called? Forward payment scam.
Yeah. So, yeah, Nigerians are known for this kind of stuff for many, many years. And there's actually a comedian who wrote a song about it called I Chop Your Dollar. It's quite funny, actually.
Do we have a copy of it?
Yeah, I'll find it on YouTube's.
Good man.
And when I was speaking to him, I said, have you heard that song? And he was like, yes. I said, did you think it was funny? He said, yeah, I thought it was funny, but also true. Which is actually true, because the reason why they do it is because they know that white people are greedy, or at least U.S. citizens are greedy.
Mm, yeah. And lusty. That was something else that we found with the whole forward payment thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. See, they promise you a lot of money and they give you nothing.
Mm. Well, one of the nastiest scams that we came across was them going onto online dating sites.
Yeah.
That was pretty horrible.
Yeah, our guy does a lot of stuff with women, which is bad. He kind of scams women. So let's have a look at this. This is the song made by this Nigerian comedian. And it's called, the song's called I Chop Your Dollar.
I Go Chop Your Dollars.
Which is their term for, like, stealing your money and, like, doing shit with it. Also, I have to say that the dollar and the Nigeria, or whatever it's called, Nigerian currency, is like, the dollar's so much higher. It's like $100 is like 100,000 Nigeria. You could buy like a fucking car with that much money. So
oh,
if
yeah.
you send them like $500, they're going to be pretty well off. Anyway, I'll shut up now.
I don't stop and go be small. Upon say I get sense. Poverty no good at all. Oh. Now he make I join this business. Oh, one line you no be cheap. It's just a game. Everybody they say I'm. If anybody follow me, my brother, I go jump up. National airport, na me get down. National stadium, na me build up. President, now my sister, brother. I need a master. Oh, you bum man, I go drop your dollar. I go take your money, disappear. 419 is just a game. You are the loser. I am the winner. Then the final, now me get down. The contract, now you are to give up. But you go pay me small money, make I bring up. You be the mogul, I be the master. Now me be the master, oh. When you go play Wayo, they go say na new style. When country man do him own, him go be shout, king and kill and die. But all you both people greedy,
them greedy.
I say them greedy,
them greedy.
I don't see them tired. That's why when they fall enter my trap, I just show them fire. National airport,
let me get down.
National stadium,
let me view down.
President,
now my sister, brother.
You be the mogul,
I be the master.
Oh, you bum man,
I go drop your dollar.
I go take your money, disappear. 419 is just a game.
You are the loser, I am the winner. Say the final, now me get down. The contract, now you I go give up. Bet you go pay me some more money, make I bring up. You be the mogul, I be the master. Now me be the master.
So yeah, that's the hilarious song by the Nigerian comedian I Go Chop Your Dollar. Basically just describes what a scammer does and, you know, what they do and how they do it. You can find this on YouTube.
YouTube!
If you just search for I Go Chop Your Dollar or I Chop Your Dollar or whatever.
When we get the show notes up, I'll whack a link in there.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's it basically kind of shows you what they do and how they live and stuff like that, and basically they make a pretty good living out of it. I mean, if you followed any kind of these news reports or anything like that, you'll find that they it's most of them, the ones that are pretty high up and that have done a lot of scams, have basically bought mansions and cars and swimming pools and all sorts of crap. You'll find that they make a pretty good living out of it.
It's a job. It's a profession.
Job. Yeah, and they spend a fuckload of time doing it. And not every hit gets a lot of money. It's just, as I was told by the actual fucking scammer, that said, it's hard to get rich ones, but sometimes they do, and that's good. And that's,
if they do a really good scam, then they'll get a high yield, I suppose.
So, another interesting thing that's really kind of spawned from this is a community of people who call themselves betas. They're a bunch of people that spend probably an equal time or even more actually going out there and pretending to be victims and getting these scammers to do all sorts of weird and wonderful things to kind of occupy their time. There is a community called 419eater.com, amongst other websites that specialize in doing this sort of thing and getting pictures from them, videos and all sorts of stuff, and
making them do really stupid shit.
Yeah, it's a laugh, but you know, you have to kind of weigh up the amount of time that these people have and that you have to do it. And I guess if you know, one beta could have, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 scammers on the go, and a scammer could have, you know, 10 people on the go at the same time, and, you know, his time's taken up by, you know, 4 betas and you know, the rest are victims. Also, another thing that's kind of spawned from this, which is really interesting, is that there's actually, I think they're called badgers or
badges?
Betas that are actually baiting the betas to take up their time. So they pretend to be a scammer.
So they're taking up the time of the people taking up the time of the scammers.
Exactly, yes. Now,
they're meta scammers.
Why they do this, I don't know. But apparently they're there. They're rare, but they do exist. And it's quite funny to see that. So if you're interested in finding out more about scammers, how they work, how they're baited, go to 419eater.com and find out more information about that. And that's where we will keep you updated on our progress, obviously, how our baitings go. And
we just have to hope they don't listen to this show.
I'm sure they won't.
Like they've got enough time.
Yeah. So let's wind that section up. We'll go on to the other stuff that we've been doing. Mm-hmm. Ionix has been working hard on the Hacker Voice PBX system,
which is all lovely and wonderful. I've been working on it as well, as has Voltage X.
Yeah, so let's give that a call now and see what happens.
Might want to kill the music first. Might be an idea, and then we'll want to turn it up and stuff. So, yep, it's there. Yeah. Music die. Should we start that one again?
Go on then.
You don't hear the awesomeness of the intro. Right, here we go again.
It's a bit quiet.
Won't be. Trust me. That's very quiet.
Welcome to the Hacker Voice Telecom EVX.
That sounds nice.
Press 1 to talk to the HBR crew. Press 2 to call the show.
Hmm.
That's what we were getting before, those problems, wasn't it?
No, that's not Skype. Like, no. Call this like a Skype test call.
Okay.
Live bollocksing up of Skype and stuff. Woo!
That is the problem that I was having before with Skype.
Mm.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service.
No, it's the PBX.
Oh, it's the PBX.
I know, hang on, I'll fix it.
Oh, you need to do the PBX reset.
Yeah, I've got to restart it.
So hello, Skype, this is Belial. Do you hear me clearly? Can you please
replay? On Hacker Voice Radios.
Hello, Skype, this is Belial. Do you hear me clearly? Can Hacker Voice Radios...
Hear me talk all over.
If you have heard that, then Skype is working correctly and there is no need to panic.
If you have not, then panic now! Please panic after the beep.
Yes.
Right, I can't remember the command. Right, asterisk.
In news today, Ubuntu Founder says Microsoft is not a big threat. Who says that Microsoft and open source developers are enemies? It's not Ubuntu, found Mark Shuttleworth. He says that Microsoft is not the patent threat Linux and open source developers should be worried about, and that the software giant will itself be fighting against the software patent system within a few years.
Mm-hmm.
He says that the most dangerous companies he's saying that he singled out the former Microsoft CTO Nathan Mithrold and his company Intellectual Ventures, which is stockpiling patents and at a rate that alarms large companies such as IBM and Harper. And
hardly practical.
Yes. As an example of such a potential dangerous company. So basically,
so
the danger isn't like Microsoft or anything. It's like smaller companies that are eating up patents and IPs.
Mm.
There we go.
And not internet protocol addresses.
No.
Though they are annoying as well.
Are we ready to restart with Hey Peeper?
Yes, I have reloaded it, so let's hope something good happened in that meantime. Let's see.
You are now being...
Call failed!
Omg.
Are you going through a Skype bridge or are you going through...
What do you mean,
a
Skype bridge?
Number.
I'm calling this.
Okay.
Through the number.
Have you got enough credit? Have I got enough credit?
You have...
Press 1 to talk to the HPR crew.
We're here.
Press to call the show. Press 3 to listen to the show.
The chat.
Press 4 for the HP Telecom Information Center. Press 5 for HP Telecom Test. Press 6 to call the briefing PBXs. Press 7 for the HP Telecom Board Dial Out.
Yeah, this has got a really horrible delay on it that we can't work out where it's coming from.
Welcome to the HP Telecom Information Center. Press 1 for the news, 2 for the time, and 3 for the weather.
Should we try 2 first?
Welcome to the... Press 1 for London, press 2 for New York City. Wednesday, May 23rd,
it's been really hot,
2007, at 9:50 p.m.
Rain.
That was the time.
Hello and welcome to the Hatchet Voice Telecom PBX. Betty, yours.
You just tried to call yourself, dude.
Oh, sorry.
It won't work. It'll freeze.
Please hold while we try to connect you.
It's not going to work.
No.
Please hold while we try to connect you. The person at extension 102 is unavailable. Please leave your message after the tone. When done, hang up or press the pound key.
Well, hey.
Thank you.
Do you keep?
Is that it then? Yes.
Try pressing star. I guess not.
Cool. That worked well.
Hmm. Do you want to try going into the info center and then pressing 1? Hmm. My mouth is quite crackly today.
Welcome to the Hacker Voice Telecom PBX.
Hello.
Freecon. Press 1 to talk to the HPR crew. Press 2 to call the show. Press 3 to listen to the show. Press 4 for the
Let's try pressing three first, because I think that's quite cool. Listen to the show.
While listening to the show.
While we try to connect you. Oh, they're connecting us.
Please hold while we try to connect you.
I really don't like this.
Well, there you go. Yeah. You can still listen to Hacker Voice Radio while listening to Hacker Voice Radio. It's a bit like running Pearl in Pearl.
Yes. Or running a VM inside a VM.
Yes.
Which doesn't work very well.
It works really well for me.
Really?
I've run a VM on a VM... No. I've run a VM server on a virtual machine running virtual machines.
Nice. For our stream processing, I was trying to run a Windows machine on a Debian Linux machine, which was on a Debian Linux machine. It didn't work. Anyway, so press hash, I think, to get rid of that now. Or star.
Hello.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
No.
There is no escape. It's a dead end. Yes, apparently it is typical of me to run something inside itself.
Like a screen of a screen.
Yes. I managed to get about four nested screens before I worked out something weird was going on. This is interesting. Why is it when I reattach my screen, it doesn't know which one to attach to?
Oops.
Whoops, indeed.
Let's call Binary Sheep. Let's call Fun Socks. Let's call Mr. Fish. Let's call Napalm. Let's call S.I. Roberts.
No, don't call him.
Who's that? Because he's on my list as well.
I think that's HD Junkie.
Is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's call...
Vesalius. Let's call Vesalius.
Oh, I have a message from Mistress PBX.
Should we listen to it?
Yeah. It's 1 kilobyte long.
What does it sound like?
I don't know.
That's not going to work.
Why not?
G-Zine doesn't work.
Oh, great. Well,
G-Zine for the fail. Oh, well.
It's just noobed out my computer.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, it's like a millisecond long, so there we go.
Right, so let's call Vesalius.
Shall we?
Yes.
I don't have enough Skype credit.
He's on Skype, you fool.
Yes, but that requires monies. I need your credit card details.
Your credit card details? Your bank account details?
Hello, Vesalius.
Hello.
I need your bank account details.
Your sort code?
Your short code. We are steam cleaning the vault. We need to move your monies to a communal vault while we redecorate your bank account.
Well, you can do that, but there's minus £65 in there at the moment, so you can.
We'd have to give money into your account in order to empty it. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I quite like that.
Do you know that the
What?
This is pretty cool. It gives you status information like the old Skype, but only this one flickers.
Yes.
CPU usage minus 1%.
Cool.
What was that like?
We're unprocessing. Brilliant.
I was doing something with like fucking like backup exec or something, and it was like transferring at a rate of minus 25 kilobits a second. I'm like, so it's actually moving stuff backwards.
Yes. It's reading the data in reverse through a time warp.
Yeah. Like, what? How is that possible?
Should we put some music on?
No.
No!
There shall be no viewers' music on Hacker Voice Radios.
Whoa! Turn it down! A lot.
Whoa!
I've turned it down a lot.
You can't hear it.
Oh.
Can you?
No. I wondered what the hell you were screaming at.
You heard that, though.
I heard that.
That was quite cool. Should we do it again?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's an idea.
What
the fuck?
Go on, sorry, that was me.
Go on.
I've had an idea. For the next time you get a scammer come in,
yes.
Wait till you get one rather than one that asks for help, one that tries to scam you. Someone should try and scam them. Because I think it'd be funny if you managed to succeed with that.
What, and get money off them?
Yeah. Scammer.
Yeah, well, that sounds good to me. What's the time and how long have we been recording for?
2 days.
because I'm going to have to leave soon.
45 minutes.
Otherwise, I'm not going to get the bus.
We've been on air for 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. We kind of started a bit late.
So what was it like meeting us in real life there, Vasilis?
IRL.
It was weird.
It was scary.
I didn't feel that far away because all I seem to do when I'm at home is sit on ISA and talk to you guys anyway, so it didn't feel any different except I was getting fresh air and stuff, which was quite weird.
And you were, like, talking to us face-to-face.
Yeah, it was actually like being in IRC.
Yeah, except I couldn't kill people randomly.
Well, not legally, anyway.
No, not legally. I'm sure the people in the bar wanted to kill us when we found out that the pretty button with the musical note on and the PMRs makes a really cool sound.
Yeah, we did have a lot of fun then, didn't we?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I can't believe I almost fell off that route.
Yeah.
That was pretty amusing. I still haven't managed to do forensics on that drive yet. Damn it.
Sticking like a drive caddy.
Well, I did. I've got this USB, ID to USB convertery thingy, and a Molex power supply. Yeah. It spins up. It spins up, and it appears to do a self-check.
Yeah.
And it seems to work.
Cool.
But I haven't actually managed to get it to mount on anything at all, which is slightly irritating. So I'm guessing I'm just going to have to do a plain old IDE.
Yeah.
And just stick it under Linux or something.
Yeah.
Maybe
the drive is just busted.
No, it's not that.
Oh, okay. You should be able to, like, get some raw bit output from it.
Yeah, definitely. Even if it was busted, you would get something. You'd get an error code.
Yeah.
I think it's just my USB thingy that's not very good, personally.
I reckon you're going to get loads to, like, you're going to open it up to see what's on there, and it's going to be full of something horrible like child porn.
Probably.
And you're going to end up in prison.
Yes.
And then we'll feel that. Has Prawn or Porn or whatever the hell?
No, he hasn't come back now.
I think
he's been hiding.
Telling him he was going to get a ass full of Belial sort of thing. That was great.
That's funny.
I think Naxter missed that, actually.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
I did.
But I've been telling him now about it.
He's really questioning what we're going on about right now.
We're trying to get it.
Yeah, it's like right at the very, very bottom of the scale.
So it either will go mute or be very loud. But anyway, it's fine. So it's fine. What have you been up to while the forums have been offline?
I don't know. Sitting on talking.
You've been lost.
Yeah, I've been checking the forum like every day and every 10 seconds.
Yeah, you and me both.
Making lots of threatening images as well. Scary pictures of you two saying that whoever did it needs to watch out because you're coming for them.
Yes.
Yes. Send it to our hosting provider and scare the life out of them.
Oh, I can't believe somebody took it down. That was kind of gay.
Yeah. Well, to Scoby.
Worked in our favour earlier. That Prawn kid said he was like, I wonder if my SQL injection thing still works on Envision PowerBoard 2.2. And we were like, oh, well, where are you going to get that from then? He said, oh, no, I found one. Your site runs one, which was quite funny.
Yeah.
He was threatening to hack a site that had already been hacked.
Yeah. So, it was like, yeah, so go to the site. It was like 403.
That we should say something like one of you two, like Belial came back drunk and accidentally RM'd the whole site.
Oh, I did.
Everywhere. Yeah, and then then the guy who actually hacked it will come in and turn up at some point claiming like, nah, you weren't drunk, it was me that did it, and then whatever it was.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Bait them out.
Indeed. Good plan.
Oh. Wicked. So let's see how much time we've got left.
What the hell's a talk show?
We've got 10 minutes left.
A talk show?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's talking about a talk show?
Cyber Eagle. It handles...
Is it? Oh, yeah, or that talk show thing.
Handles streaming and recording. Get TeamSpeak. No.
That's some high-tech shoes he's got there.
Yeah.
Shoe talk.
Talk show.
I'm going to do that.
Cool.
I've got a microphone somewhere.
Skype seems to be holding up pretty well.
Yeah, so that's because I upgraded it to the like latest alpha thing ever.
Cool.
So we're ahead of the time.
Nice. I just installed it. I'm on the app at the moment, and I think it's the first time I've ever tried to install something on a Linux and it's worked straight away. Usually I feel like I've just had some black guy running and punch me in the face. Like that today, it said something like running Windows and running Linux is very similar, except when you install something like a driver or a program on Linux, a big black guy comes in and punches you in the face.
Nice.
Which just make a lot of sense. It's true a lot at the time, I have to admit.
Yes.
Well, Windows has its fair share of weirdness when it comes to drivers.
Hmm. Yeah, it's probably not a big.
And when it goes wrong, it really goes wrong.
Yeah, what was that Vista thing you were talking about earlier about them doing that proxy and collecting information?
Oh, yeah, Windows Vista. That was actually an article on Slashdot, I think. With Vista, they have parental controls and shit like that, you know. And basically, it's got a little transparent proxy running on the client. And every single web connection that goes through any network interface gets put through this proxy, which supposedly speeds things up. Well, it does. It's a caching proxy. But it also keeps logs of everything, which is just lovely. And by the sounds of it, Microsoft want to collect this information and try and use it to identify people, which is nice. So if I had a whole load of access logs for, say, our website, we could send it to them and they'd tell us who's been browsing our website.
Yeah.
Which would be a bit scary.
It is scary, though, isn't it? Well, that's why I don't use Vista anymore.
Yeah, I don't like Vista.
No.
It runs on this laptop that I have, my lovely HP laptop, but I don't like it, thus I don't run it. At the moment, I'm just running XP.
Yeah.
And hopefully some kind of Linux in the near future, whenever that might be.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
What cool. am I running at the moment? I'm running Debian, and I can't, for the life of me, I've tried as hard as I can. I can't get the resolution to change.
It's no, still yeah, that is a bit of a pain in the ass.
What are you running, Feisty?
Debian?
I don't know, actually.
Version of Debian?
If you got the last stable version, that would be Etch.
Etch, yeah.
Mm. Which is actually really nice.
Yeah,
I have to say.
Well, I think what you need to do is like rerun. There's a command that you need to rerun that like reconfigures your X11.
Yeah. Was
it? I've done that. I did that 3 times, and I had someone connect. A friend of mine.
Should we stop this music?
Yeah.
The laptop to do it, and that didn't work. And I don't know.
God,
it's
that
still
was just
stuck
too
at 1024, and it just won't change.
I don't know. I can't help you there because I'm having the same fucking problems on my laptop as well with Feisty.
I've actually had the same problem with every version of Linux I've ran on any machine. Someone said...
maybe you need to buy a different screen.
Well, it's the laptop. It's a mobile...
Does it?
Fucking Radeon graphics card,
no.
isn't it?
It can handle bigger, though. I know it can handle the resolution.
Yeah, no, that's fine, but Linux can't... support
ATI
that.
Drivers yeah. for Linux are shocking.
Shoddy.
There is an open source driver for ATI, but it's not very good.
I think the only stuff that I've seen is like, what's the other one? Not ATI, but something else. Oh, God.
What?
I don't know.
NVIDIA.
NVIDIA, yeah. NVIDIA works really well with Ubuntu. And like, fucking
NVIDIA
up.
Works really well with everything,
yeah.
even though, admittedly, you do have to use binary drivers.
Yeah.
Big fucking whoop.
But, to tell you the truth, even, like, with the default kind of shit that's got on there, I mean, it's running, like, the restricted drivers for my wireless card, which is fine, because the wireless card works. The graphics card doesn't, but it seems to be still be able to cope with it, even with, like, fucking Beryl, and, like, the fucking 3D desktop and cubing and... translucency and all that kind of shit.
It's probably not as fast as it could be.
Oh, it's fine. I don't notice any difference. I'm running like a dual core thing with like not even that much RAM. It fucking runs fine, to tell you the truth. It's really cool. But, you know, I then would need to buy a new laptop, but who the fuck's going to do that? If I can get it halfway working with not so great resolution, then I'm fine. Anyway, we're coming up to the end of the show and we'd like to end it. So anyone have any further comments or suggestions?
I have a comment. I think we should do these shows more often.
Authorised request from
Scott. Yep, authorise him.
Oh, crap.
You missed it.
I missed it.
It hid.
Who knows?
Well, it's okay. We're ending the show now anyway, so.
Cool. Well, I hope to catch you guys sometime soon again. Maybe tomorrow.
Hopefully.
Hopefully see you guys later.
I will probably be coming in via the Skype.
Yeah, hopefully the internet will be working again. So have a good night. Belial out.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Scammers belong to us.